Hi, I'm Teemu. I'm Global Chief Creative Officer at Landor, and this is Untalented by Canva and Unknown.
What do you do? Explain it like you're speaking to a 10-year-old.
Well, I'm a cartoonist,
okay,
turned into a designer, and now I support other designers to be curious and creative.
What's the best cartoon you've ever created?
They were very short and sweet and absurd, but it's a long time ago. I have to go back to my archives, really.
Okay. What helped you accelerate your career?
I think I mentioned about curiosity, like being curious about the world, but also about people, like really building relationships and, you know, being friends with the new,
yeah,
and being friends with people. Yeah, relationships and the next thing.
Love that. How much money does the top earner make in your industry?
Enough to buy a house and raise kids and travel the world. Depends where you are. Like if you're in house, it can be quite a bit with all the incentives they have.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's, you know, you can do pretty well.
What is your go-to track when you're in flow? When you're
I'm in flow, I think there are a few different things. Like either go high energy, like old, you know, acid house or Turnstile. I love Turnstile right now, like with all the energy. Or then go full on ambient or new agey, like Alice Coltrane.
Yeah.
Those two worlds.
Okay.
And maybe combine them.
Yeah.
Go back and forth.
Because you love music, right?
I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I start my day going to a few music reviews. I go to Pitchfork. That's the first thing I do every morning.
Really?
I go to Pitchfork. They usually have three new album reviews every morning.
Wow.
And then if it sounds interesting, I move them into a playlist that I keep on listening during the day.
I love that.
Yeah.
First thing you do when you
first
wake up.
First thing in the morning.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So music has helped you in your career become more creative.
Yeah. And I think we designers and creatives, we are making visual music and sound is important in our, you know, industry anyways, this is even more. But yeah, like as a designer, you're kind of like sampling and you're taking inspiration and combining different styles. Like you are kind of a composer and conductor and curator of, you know, visual sounds.
Yeah. So what would be your funeral song?
Oh, that's an easy one. I've been working on that for 4 years. It's Phil Collins' Take Me Home, the extended remix. Like 8 minutes of pure bliss.
Pure bliss.
Also, the music video is amazing.
Okay.
If you ever watch it.
What does the future of identity design look like?
It's going to be much more dynamic and flexible than we think right now. I think brands have to be living in the space of everything changing constantly, either their audiences or mediums or channels. So I think a time of like rigid design systems, like that's gone. It's going to be more dynamic and more multisensorial and more experiential as well.
Okay. What have you got an example of like a future-facing case study that's happened? Or
what would be a good one? Well, there are a few. We have like really strong multisensorial offering at Landor.
Mm.
So a good example would be an Elica case study, which is an Italian kitchen appliances company. So we work everything from the Sonic brand to the graphic design system, all the way to the spatial experience. It's like really the holistic 360 thing that we in the design industry have been talking for forever. That we're multidisciplinary, but now it's like, okay, we really have to do it and, you know, keep that promise.
What is one belief about branding that you think we'll laugh at in 10 years?
Probably everything. Probably everything we're talking today here. you know, things, again, things are changing so fast and rapidly. Probably a lot of things around AI that we're taking too seriously right now, they will be turning into something different.
Yeah.
And we'll, you know, even in 3 years, we'll look back and say like, ooh, that didn't happen, or actually that was like way, way bigger than we thought.
Yeah.
But I think it's fine to laugh at yourself and laugh at the past. I think that's healthy.
Yeah. Have you found brands becoming obsessed with design or AI influencing design? Do you have clients asking you about it every day?
About AI?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's like AI for two different things. Like, one is AI for efficiency and productivity and process, and then AI for boosting creativity. I think those are the two things that clients are asking.
Yeah.
Not necessarily like how you use AI to generate something, whether it's visual things or sonic things or haptic things, whatever. It's more about those two, like, okay, how do we have a better process, or how can we be more creative?
Yeah. Yeah. How do you maintain brand consistency in a world of fragmented media?
Yeah, I think this is something that, you know, we talked earlier. I don't think consistency matters as much at all as it used to be. The audiences are also so fragmented. So you need to talk with many different people at many different times, but also with the audience you're talking with, you have to generate multiple different moments and emotions with them as they're interacting with the brands. That's how you kind of deepen the relationship between a brand and the audience. Like, if you have, you know, a multitude of emotions, because that generates more memories and, you know, that deeper connection. So I don't believe in consistency. As further we go, less consistency. It's more about versatility. How can you have a design system that's versatile? And then how can you react to what's happening in the world? Whether it's, you know, with trends or politics or business opportunities, you have to have more of that as we move forward. And also, people are open to that. It's not everyone wants to see the same brand behaving the same way everywhere. You need to have certain cues that are helping people to navigate and find you and be recognizable. But recognition can come from behaviors, that you're behaving certain ways, or beliefs or values and other things that are not visually consistent.
Yeah. What's one mistake brands make when they're trying to be purpose driven?
Probably that they don't really have a purpose, or they try to ride a wave.
Yeah.
So it really comes down to like understanding who you are, what's your role in the world, what are the benefits you can give to your audiences. But I think that's the main thing.
Yeah. No, lack of purpose themselves.
Yeah, lack of purpose, really.
Yeah. Right, so some closing ones. You won't have seen these, I don't think, but you might have actually. What is the weirdest and most unhinged question you've asked ChatGPT?
Oh, I think I do that every day. I think I go unhinged with ChatGPT all the time. Nothing comes to my mind. Like, it's. I think it's like, it's important to be unhinged and push the tools and push AI. Yeah, go as weird as you need to. Yeah.
Love that. And then finally, what is your life slogan?
I don't think I have one. There's probably, if there was one, it would be around curiosity.
Yeah.
As we were like, be curious, but also love humor in creativity, and I love this quote from David Ogilvy, where he said, best ideas come as jokes, make your thinking as funny as possible. So if I was allowed to steal something,
you can steal whatever
I
you
could
want.
Steal that one.
Yeah. So say that again.
Best ideas come as jokes, make your thinking as funny as possible.
Love that.